Dr. Herman Mace, who had lived in Madison Run, isn't that correct?
I think it's called Madison Run.
And who is now a resident of Grottoes. When you were growing up, did you have very large families?
There's 13 of them.
13? Did all of them live? All the children lived? There was no problem with childhood diseases?
All living, yes.
That's wonderful. Now, what kind of a house did you have?
A log house.
A log house. How many rooms do you recall?
About 8 or 9.
8 or 9 rooms. That was a big log house, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
Mm-hmm. The kitchen was the main room, though, wasn't it, where everybody sort of settled around? Who were your nearest neighbors? Were how close?
Well, let's see. About a quarter of a mile.
A quarter of a mile. Mm-hmm. And that was about the way it was throughout your area. The homes were about a quarter of a mile apart.
That's for some of them. Some of them lived on back in the mountain. We lived on this foot over here.
Yes, we lived at the foot. All right, now, how about school? Where was your nearest school?
Well, that's down the road. We're about a quarter of a mile from where we live.
Quarter of a mile?
Mm-hmm.
Was it 9 months out of the year?
9 months.
It was?
No, see, we but I believe it's 7 months.
7 months?
I believe it.
Do you recall what they taught?
Nothing but arithmetic, but reading, got it.
They stressed the 3 R's, reading and writing and arithmetic. That was good, because the arithmetic was needed, wasn't it? Now, when your family, they had a garden, right?
Yes.
What did they raise?
Well, they raised everything they eat during the winter, potatoes, we canned a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Beans.
How about the cabbages? Were they nice and big cabbages?
They were big cabbages.
Big cabbages. That's been true throughout the whole mountain area. They all raised about the size of those cabbages. What did you do with the cabbages and turnips and so on in the winter?
Buried.
Made a trench in the ground?
Buried.
Uh-huh. Did you put straw under them?
Put straw on them and cover them up in the dirt.
Did you put any straw on top?
I don't remember. I don't believe you did.
Uh-huh. Do you recall how big a garden it was?
Well, I expect that garden about as half as big as this lot, yeah.
Uh-huh. Did you have a plow?
Plow with the horses.
You plowed it with the horses. How would you plant the corn? Do you know?
Well, I used to plant it. It's pretty. I believe it's 36 inches wide, and ever 36 inches, they call it check. Drop it in hills.
We did. Do you know what some of the people did? They used to use the stones that were in the ground and plant the kernel right next to the stone. They said you could see it grow right up mm-hmm. with it. But you plowed it just as the same as regular. Did you open up new ground when the other was used up?
Yeah, sometimes we cut off some plants.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Were there any diseases particularly that you recall anyone having?
Nothing I remember of. Food, always on.
Yeah.
Have any of them had?
Yeah. Did you have a doctor that would come when you were all sick? Mm-hmm. Do you recall his name?
Whistler, Dr. Whistler.
Dr. Whistler. Where did he live? In Grotto. And you'd phone him and he'd come?
No, you'd have to ride a horse to see him.
Mm-hmm.
Tell him if he'd
come up. Mm-hmm. Would he come any time of the day or night?
Mm-hmm.
You know, those doctors were simply wonderful, weren't they?
Okay.
I wish we had doctors like that nowadays. Do you recall any herbs that were used by your mother when you were sick?
ever had sarsaparilla, and you used burdock.
What did you use it for?
Kidney trouble.
Burdock?
Burdock.
Mm-hmm.
Sarsaparilla too.
For kidney trouble? Sarsaparilla?
Mm-hmm. Wild cherry bark and you have the cold.
Wild cherry bark. You'd make a tea out of that and drink it?
Drink it for cold.
Was there any use of ginseng?
Never did know. I actually had what's called dickney grew in these mountains.
Dickney?
Mm-hmm. That's a flute. That'd make you sweat, make a tea out of that and make you sweat.
Oh. What did dickney look like?
Just a little boot you up and a little fine leaves on.
Uh-huh. And you take the leaves?
Take the leaves and all.
Would you dry them or use them just as they were?
Well, they're usually just dry. They sell them in during the summer and they're drying in the winter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Were any poultices used?
Yeah, they used dogwood bark to make poultices.
That was for a cold, right?
No, that's for if you got a cut on your legs or something and you got infection. They used that poultice.
Now, how would they fix the dogwood bark?
I don't know how they ever did it, but they fixed it.
Grind it, do you suppose?
Cooking or some way that would be.
You know, all of these things are being proven to work, and doctors now wish that they knew more of these. And you don't recall how they fixed it at all. Okay. Can you think of any others?
Well, from the tea drink, we've got a goldenrod and juniper.
Goldenrod and juniper for just regular tea?
And I make tea, goldenrod off, you can get your kit. That's a very good drink.
What did you say beside goldenrod?
Juniper.
Juniper. That was just tea to enjoy, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, now, did you raise any cattle?
Yeah, you have some cattle. Just run them loose in the mountains.
Yeah. This is beef cattle.
Oh, milk cattle, mostly.
Milk cattle. And, of course, hogs.
Yeah, I had some hogs.
Mm-hmm. What did you do with the milk?
Well, my mother was chicken. That butter.
Mm-hmm.
What they call cottage cheese now, we call beer cakes.
Mm-hmm.
Like that.
That was good too, wasn't it? Did you take anything into the stores to sell, like any of your butter or eggs or things of that kind?
Yeah, they used to sell it. But
did you get credit for those or did you get cash?
You just traded those.
Credit.
Mm-hmm.
And against that, ledger was kept and you could buy your coffee and sugar and... And what else would be bought? Kerosene?
Kerosene.
Cloth? Did your family make your clothes?
Clothes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They made nice clothes too, didn't they? It really is quite an amazing thing what those women were able to do, isn't it?
They had an old sewing machine.
Could you sort of tell me what would be a typical breakfast that you would have?
Well, gravy, eggs, most of the breakfast.
Mm-hmm. Did you eat any beef?
Oh, yeah, some beef.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we have steak for breakfast. Most of it.
Oh,
that's ideal.
Now, you had this spring, that had very, very good qualities to it, didn't you? You still have rights to that spring.
I think I have a key book.
Yeah. Now, you bottled it and sold this? Or what did you do? Yeah. How would you bottle it?
In glass bottles. In gallon jugs.
In gallon jugs. And where would you sell it?
I think they were selling it some in Washington and Pennsylvania.
How would you would take it down to the train then?
And ship it.
And ship it there. Have you any idea how much they got for it?
I don't remember the more. I do about $1 a gallon.
$1 a gallon? That didn't even pay for the bottle.
That's been a long time back now.
Yeah, right. What was that spring supposed to have?
You ain't got the mouth here.
Mm-hmm. Maybe down to have some more.
It's got radium and I don't know what all is in it.
Uh-huh. It's supposed to be very good for your health, isn't that it?
How it'll kill eczema. Just been tried on that. I'll pour it in the ivory. It'll kill it.
Really?
In the Washington, it'll kill that.
Wow. Isn't that wonderful? You don't drink it then?
We drink a lot.
Yeah. Uh-huh. How was it discovered? Do you know?
That's how it was discovered, my uncle. He had eczema. Doctors had tried everything on him. So he could not even have any water, so they'd haul an extract of the mountain or something. And he got to wash with the spring. He got to get the bathroom. So he should have granddaddy in order to be back while he was doing it. And so he went up the mountain found that Cuban zebra on him, that's what it was.
Yeah. So it was your uncle that discovered it. And it hasn't been that long in the knowledge of people, has it?
It's been about... My granddaddy owned it all. It's been a good many years back.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of your granddaddy, how many acres did you have, roughly?
I wouldn't know now. He owned a lot back in these mountains.
Mm-hmm. Did you feel that you got a good price when you sold it?
I don't think really ever got anything. Some of it. There, after he died, I mean, they got some, but my daddy didn't take nothing.
He didn't get anything?
He didn't take it. What they offered him, he didn't take it.
Why?
Because it wouldn't work. He didn't give nothing.
Oh. Well, did they give him a home?
No.
They just moved him out?
Made him money. Paid him over the road.
Well, this isn't the way they lost out and did it.
Yeah, they set all these people out back in the mountains, the road. Well, the house is down.
Yeah. Have you any idea, were, like of an evening when you all would be sitting around, did anybody tell you, tell how the family came to be here, where they came from originally? Because the name Mace is not that common.
Well, it's a whole lot of them, I don't know, they come from England, Scotland. They first come into West Virginia, and one of them stopped over in West Virginia, and the other one come on over here, two brothers.
Mm-hmm. You don't know when it was?
I don't know when that was.
Mm-hmm.
But I can tell you where you can get all the information you want, because he's down there. There's Roy Mace.
Right.
Now he's got a lot of old papers and stuff of it way on back.
And he lives in Grotto's?
No, he isn't. He's at my house, isn't he?
Yeah.
Well, way on down the road from there. It isn't true now. Big old log house. That was there in the Civil War.
Oh, yeah.
You should notice that aspect as much.
Yeah.
That was there in the Civil War.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of wars, were the people around you very patriotic? Did they go to the wars?
Yeah, they did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, what did you all do as young boys when you had a chance to play?
Well, we had a swimming hole too, and swimming during the summer.
You did?
During the winter, we hunted. I had dogs, three dogs.
Yeah. What would you hunt?
Coons, possums.
Mm-hmm. How about fishing? Is it any good?
Oh yeah, we love fishing.
Yeah. Did you play marble?
Oh yeah, we played marble.
Pitch horseshoes?
Pitch horseshoes.
Mm-hmm. Would you all, what did you do at Christmas? How did you celebrate Christmas?
Well, mostly it was all done. Up we'd pay orders, sing.
Mm-hmm. Know any of the songs they sang?
I didn't know that. I sang about all of them, right?
I know. Would they play guitars and banjos?
No, mostly all of them. Some of them did play guitars.
Uh-huh. Was there much dancing done?
They used to have what's called square dance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then everybody in the whole area would all get together and have these square dances. Did you do apple butter boiling?
We've done that.
All right, tell me about the apple butter boiling. How is that done?
Bunch together up and then boil apple butter.
Yeah, only in the daytime or in the evening?
Well, it's usually the day runs about 12 o'clock at night.
Yeah. Did you play any music while it was going on?
Yeah.
And was there a lot of eating?
Not there.
Uh-huh. Much drinking?
Some drinking, yes.
Mm-hmm. Did they have the custom that if a paddle touched the side of a kettle, you got a kiss?
Yeah, I had that.
I wonder how many times that was done deliberately. while I'm thinking about it, was there much moonshine made in this area?
Going back in the mountains, it was.
Mm-hmm.
They used to be called back in.
Do you know the names of the hollows that where it was made particularly?
Oh, one holler was Gundo Holler.
What?
Gundo Holler.
Gundo Holler? Mm-hmm.
Then up on the mountain, I don't think it's holler in there. Some of them live up on top of the mountain.
Yeah. Did you ever visit any of those people up on top of the mountain?
We used to run my dad on a sawmill back in there. I'd see them all.
Oh, great. What was their lifestyle like in comparison to yours? Was it as good?
Well, yeah, they had plenty of youth.
They did. Mm-hmm. How about their school?
They had a school down at Foot Mountain.
Mm-hmm.
Went to.
Was that open 7 months out of the year, too?
Yeah, I think so.
Mm-hmm. Wasn't it hard to get to that school when the snow was deep?
No, they walked.
Yeah.
Teacher and all walk.
What was I going to about? Church. Did the people go regularly to church?
Yeah, most of them.
Was it non-denominational or did you have a special?
Well, I just went to most of the church.
Mm-hmm. Did you have a tax collector come around?
Yeah.
Did you have to put him up for the night?
Yeah, I had to.
Yeah. So there's no chance of saying we didn't have this. He knew because he was living right in there, right?
Yeah.
Was there resentment about this tax collector? Or did you all sort of like him?
What do you mean?
Having him come. Did you like him or not?
Well, sometimes they. It was all right, and sometimes it didn't want to win.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So nobody really much resented it. Mm-hmm. Because they quite resented them down in the central section. Mm-hmm. So maybe it was a different man that they had. Roughly, have you any idea, with the sawmill and the spring, how much income your father made?
About a living.
Was it a movable sawmill?
It moved about from job to job.
Mm-hmm. Would he have people helping him, employ them?
Yeah.
Did you ever work there? That's why you're doing it now, right?
Yeah.
If the park hadn't come along, do you think that eventually you would have run out of trees?
More trees here. Yeah. It would have really been better if it hadn't. Mm-hmm. Because they got stuff up in here just falling down, kind of going to nothing, and they ain't doing nobody no good.
Mm-hmm.
And if they do cut it off, rather than let somebody take it for a doing some good, they'll take it burnt up, the farm burnt up. So nobody gets no benefit. But they let somebody go ahead and saw it up, work it out, they at least get a little tax back out of them. They don't get nothing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You were saying that you used to do a lot of hunting. You had a rifle to do the hunting with?
Like, so.
Weren't they pretty expensive?
Guns?
Mm.
That's what you can get. You think like you're going for $8 an hour.
Oh. Mm-hmm. The store that you used, was it down in Grotto's or where was it?
Grotto's.
Uh-huh. And did you carry the things on the horseback or?
On a horseback.
Yeah.
My daddy had a truck to use for the time.
What are your most vivid recollections of life there?
Of what?
Of your life there. Was it a lot of hard work?
Well, a lot of hard work.
Your mother, did she ever complain about all the work she had to do taking care of 13 children?
No, these are complaining.
Uh-huh. And you can't recall any of the songs that they used to play or sing?
One of the Christmas carols, I think. Christmas time.
Did you exchange any gifts at Christmas time?
Oh yeah, we did that.
And how about firecrackers? Did you have firecrackers?
And firecrackers.
Yeah, that was fun, wasn't it? Did you ever hear the tune Money Mush? Leather Breeches? I've never heard of them either until I was interviewing somebody from the Northern section. They mentioned those two songs and I thought, well, I wonder what they sound like. Have you ever heard that song, Fox Chase, or the tune?
Yeah.
Yeah. That is a beautiful. I wish that we could get a recording of that. You know of anybody who plays that?
Most any of the musicians play that.
Who?
Most any of them play that now.
Who does?
Most any musician.
Well, do you know of any?
The one I sang to, Roy Nate down here, he used to play a fiddle. He used to play it.
He did? Well, by then I have one reason to get in touch with Roy Nate, don't I? Okay. Could you tell me, and this isn't a very happy subject, but about the funerals. When a person died, did they keep the body in the house?
Mm-hmm.
And did they make their own caskets, or did you buy them?
Well, ever since I've been in the body, they used to back them.
Uh-huh. Did everybody stay right at the grave site until it was all filled?
Yeah.
And then did they put up rocks and write on it, or did they buy monuments?
Well, most of them were for rocks markers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you recall how courting was done?
What?
Courting. The fellow wanted to go around with a girl. How would he court her? How did you court your wife?
That wasn't done after the party, then it was.
All right, but you still kept the same custom.
Well, we didn't go to the movies.
So you didn't insist, the parents didn't insist on chaperones?
Mm-hmm.
No. Okay. What are some of the other things that people did? Can you think of anything else that you would do? What, like you say, you would go swimming in the summer. Would this be on Sundays or?
Saturdays.
Oh, you did take Saturdays off.
Yeah.
Weeds still grow on Saturday. Or didn't you worry about weeds?
I don't think it's been like weeds.
Yeah. Was it a one-room schoolhouse that you went to?
One room.
Uh-huh. You recall the teacher's name?
Burgess Tanner, wasn't he?
Who?
Burgess Tanner. He did some cool stuff.
He does? Uh-huh. How far did the school go? Through 8th grade or 7th grade?
7th grade.
And most of the youngsters went every day? Mm-hmm. Did you like school?
I didn't need to get too much for it.
You had to go, huh? Would your family buy the shoes at the same store that they would buy the kerosene and other things?
No.
So it was a sort of a general store. Was it a very large store?
Pretty large.
Do you know the name of it?
Davis.
Davis. Is it still in operation now?
No, it's not. It's still there. It's building.
How about visiting? Did, you say you visited up there on the top of the mountain. Was it normal for people to visit back and forth?
Oh.
What would you do if you were visiting, if you all decided to go and visit a certain family and they were busy like shucking corn? What would you do? Leave? Or would you help them shuck the corn?
Yeah, shuck.
Yeah. Did you dry beans?
Dry them.
And did you dry huckleberries?
Again.
You really did? You dried huckleberries? Cherries?
Dried apples. Uh-huh. Peaches.
Peaches. Hey, did you have a very large orchard?
No, it was just looking at the trees. Kind of around the country then. A couple of trees would be all you probably would ever need. So they buried every year.
Yeah. How did they dry peaches about the way you would dry apples?
Same way.
And did they taste good?
Oh.
I've heard that the huckleberries tasted good when they were dry. And I guess, back to another question. Did the people in the mountains set fires so that they would be sure of having huckleberries?
Well, I hear they did.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right. Because it did increase the huckleberries. Do you know how much they got when they sold their huckleberries?
Not very much. Not over 25 cents a gallon.
That was pretty much the same throughout the mountains. 25 cents a gallon. That's terrible, all that work of picking all those huckleberries. When the chestnuts died off, did that hurt the people in the mountains?
Yeah, a lot of them. They eat. Tell chestnuts. Good morning,
yeah. Did they do much stripping of the bark for tanneries, or were there any tanneries around here?
What? You mean the pepper trees?
No, just regular bark. Strip the bark from the trees and sell them to the tanneries.
Oh, chestnuts. They used to.
Yeah, and so you did have tanneries down here?
And one in Fort Clovis.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And one in Elk.
How about the mill? Would you take your grain to the mill?
I would take it to the mill.
Would you give the miller 10% or would you pay him?
I give him so much wheat. I don't remember how.
I think it was probably 10% because that was pretty standard. Was the mill fairly close, like the foot of the mountain?
Yeah, the mill's all down. We're on the river.
Once you discovered once that spring was discovered, I imagine that everybody was quite delighted, weren't they? Because it meant extra income.
Well, I don't know how. When they found that, I wasn't born.
No. But I wonder how they advertise it to let people know.
I had an uncle. Somebody, something wrong with it. Anyway, he got that water from the kid. That's how he got started.
Yeah. Where would they get the bottle?
I don't know. Some sort of from up there first, the bottle.
You ship them here and then you fill them up and ship them down. Oh. Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, my God. That seems terrible. I wonder what you get for it now. Do you still allowed to
go up and get it? Do you do it very
often? We haven't been for a while. Is it so
fun to go back and
see it off? Well,
yeah, I mean,
would you go back if you could?
What?
You live there?
Oh, yeah.
You would?
You didn't live.
So then you just moved the sawmill right down here, is that it? All right, now this is the contents of the health mineral water made by Colonel Henry C. Denning, Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. This is actually the May spring one, right? Radioactive, no colon destroyed, 10 fermentation tubes of glucose, bouillon. Each inoculated with 1 cubic centimeter of sample showed no gas production. The chemical analysis, here we go. Ammonium chloride. Potassium chloride, sodium chloride, calcium sulfate, magnesium sulfate, iron sulfate, aluminum sulfate, my goodness, manganese carbonate, silica, mercurium sulfate, bromide, arsenic, iodine, lithium. As the medicinal properties of this mineral water have had such favorable results in many instances, we were especially interested in having absolutely correct results, and they are submitted herewith. You have a remarkable mineral water, the best for diseases of the skin we have ever analyzed. That is very interesting. Thank you so much. There's one thing I was wondering, has there been any other springs located up there that have these contents?
Funny, I was pointing up there, but there's only one there. That comes out around the side of the mountain.
Mm-hmm. You had another spring, though, that you used in your home, didn't you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And that's where you kept your melted butter and... Well, that's very nice. Thank you ever so much.